Okay, birthday scam time. We're going to call a woman whose son and his girlfriend were allegedly out looking at, like, jewelry. So her coworker thought it would be funny if we called and said that we're from a jewelry store, and they'd been in our store and picked out a diamond set. They're only, like, 16 years old.
Okay.
So you can imagine what a shock this will be to her.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Kimberly?
Yes, it is.
Kimberly, good morning. This is Doug Harris with Jewelry Store. How are you?
Fine.
Just calling because your son, Jeff, I believe.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was. He visited us this past weekend and was looking at some diamond sets. He and, I guess, his lovely fiance. And they picked something out, and they listed you as a co-signer, and I always like it. He seemed rather young. As a matter of course, I always call just to verify that you're going to co-sign for the purchase.
Are you sure it's Jeff?
That's what the name he gave me. They seemed rather young, and so that's why I always make sure to call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I won't be co-signing for them to get a loan. No.
I see.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because they came in and they picked out, and that she seems like a sweetheart. They seem like such a cute couple. And she,
are you sure you have the right people?
Mm-hmm. These are the names they gave me. They gave me your number, and they picked out a set that's approximately $2,700.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're both 16 years old. And no,
yeah.
She's not a sweet person.
Oh,
no,
I see.
You must have the wrong people, obviously.
Is there a problem then, or?
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't sell them a ring, no. Please don't sell them a ring.
Well, they seemed like they acted as if you had given your blessing.
Oh, not hardly. Hopefully she's not going to be a part of my family.
Oh, boy.
Are you?
Well, here's the problems. One of the reasons I was calling is I need a $500 earnest deposit.
Well, okay, you probably just need to go ahead and cancel that order because there won't be any rings because I would have to sign for them to get married, and that's not going to happen. Trust me, that will happen over my dead body.
Well,
second of all...
Why can't you give them your blessing? They seem awfully happy.
Would you let your 16-year-old get married?
They can. It is legal at 16 with parental.
Well, it won't happen. So, okay, bottom line is, no, I'm not co-signing for them to get a ring. I'm not giving them any money to give a ring. I'm not giving them my blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously...
Why can't you be supportive of your son?
Sir, why are you asking me this?
I've already started work on this set, and I'm going to have some money. I can stop the whole purchase.
They special ordered a set?
They special ordered
for you to start
You know, that
work?
M***'s got exquisite taste. She picked out a marquee diamond.
Pardon me?
She picked out a beautiful marquee diamond.
I bet she did.
It's quite lovely. It looked gorgeous on her. I think maybe if you were just a little more open-minded.
I'm very open-minded, but I'm not giving them any money for any ring. I'm so mad.
Now, I am going to have to charge a $300 restocking fee.
No, I don't think so.
No. You know, maybe you should quit meddling in your son's life and let him be happy.
Doug? Okay, you've crossed over the line now. I'm not meddling in my son's life. I just don't approve of him getting married, and especially to anyone named...
If you could give me a valid reason what's wrong with her, I might be able to waive the $300 restocking
fee. Sir, I could write a book on what's wrong with her. Who's your boss?
Mr. Johnson. He's actually here. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes, I would.
All right. Hold on, please.
All right.
Hey, hello.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Harris just... called me, and he's talking about my 16-year-old son coming in and signing a contract for a ring.
Yes.
That he put me down as a co-signer.
Uh-huh. I was there when they did it. A cute couple.
Pardon me?
They were a cute couple.
Yeah, they're cute. They're 16. And they're not really a couple. Well, here's the deal.
They have some great plans for the way she's going to wear white.
She's going to wear white. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I can't imagine them sharing that with you.
Well, they were very open. They couldn't keep their hands off each other the whole time.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. What are you, the general manager of that store, or all the what?
No, I'm Dean from the Dean and Rod, Dean and Rod show.
Oh.
And I'm Raj.
My God.
Hey, happy birthday.
He did this to me.
Joanna?
Oh, throw their hands up. It wasn't me.
Is she a coworker?
She's a dead coworker.
I hear her.
I am so mad.